Celebrating My Way. Santa Claus wore bathing trunks, and Christmas trees were pretty sad-looking when I was growing up in Brazil. The trees were grown by German immigrants who lived up in the mountains around Rio. At that elevation, the climate was almost cool enough to allow the poor trees to grow, but certainly never enough for them to thrive. Brazil is south of the equator, so December marked the start of summer. And for us kids, Christmas signaled the start of our long summer vacation from school, although it was in the middle of the school year. Over time, Christmas in Brazil got as commercial as anywhere else in the world. And during the month of December, more and more totally irrelevant snowflakes made their way into the street decorations. Thermometers reported temperatures in the 90s, and no one had ever seen snow. But that's how they do it in America. I do remember getting Christmas cards from relatives in the U.S. with scenes that looked like something straight out of a Norman Rockwell painting. They sure didn't look like anything we could ever dream up. On Christmas Eve, Brazilian Catholics all went to midnight mass, then came home to their family Christmas feasts. Three or four generations shared the meal from infants to octogenarians. Then they opened their gifts, leaving nothing for Christmas Day other than to sleep in and recuperate. We weren't Brazilians or Catholics, so our parents tried to align the holiday closer to a typical American Christmas day. We opened our gifts in the morning, then ate breakfast, but then what? Everyone had maids, so there were no Christmas dinner preparations to busy ourselves with. Instead, we all whiled away the day on the beach and got home in the late afternoon in time for the skinny turkey to be served. What I remember most is that anyone who had ever lived in the U.S. fought over the cranberry sauce if we were lucky enough to find a can in the local market. And then there was New Year's Eve. Brazil's culture was greatly influenced by its large slave population. When the slaves were converted to Catholicism in the 1700s and 1800s, they simply pleased their masters by giving the names of Catholic saints to their own African deities and prayed to both. Two for one. Over the centuries, the lines between the two religions continued blurred, and most New Year's celebrations became a night for honoring Iemanjá. She's the goddess of the sea to whom the slaves prayed for safe passage as they were tossed by rough seas body against body in the holds of ships coming from Africa. Now on New Year's Eve, on beaches all along the Brazilian coast, large floats of flowers are walked out into the sea beyond the waves as offerings to Iemanjá. Hundreds of thousands of candles are lit and set in holes carved in the sand to protect their flames from the wind. And millions of people of all races and social classes head to the beaches to watch the celebrations honoring African deities that are as familiar to them as St. John the Baptist. So maybe you can understand why I've always found American Christmas and New Year's to be a little bit foreign. Over the years, wherever I've lived, I've borrowed other people's celebrations, always feeling like the odd man out. It wasn't until a few years ago that I stopped trying to fit into other people's celebrations. I found that when I bought into their expectations, I was always disappointed. One of the beautiful things about getting older is that you can finally decide that it's okay to celebrate as you see fit. You can pick and choose whatever brings you joy. And you can gently say no to all the well-intentioned people who are sure you're unhappy if you're not celebrating the way they are. This year, my Christmas was perfect. I avoided all the situations where family squabbles are hidden under a thin veneer of cheer. I stayed out of the buying frenzy of overcrowded shopping malls. I shared special moments with the people I care about the most, both face-to-face and electronically. A meal snuck here, a drink there, a few carefully chosen cards and remembrances. And New Year's? Some years I'm with friends in foreign countries. Last year I toasted the New Year with my neighbors. We stood in the middle of our street with a few bottles of champagne, watching the spectacular fireworks set off by the nearby casinos, and then walked safely home. This year, who knows? All I know is that I'll be celebrating it my way. Let us know in the comments section below how close your holidays came to being perfect for you.